everybody, it's Kai. Thanks for listening to the Corner Office Podcast. This is the last episode for the year 2016. Here you go.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
We're trying something a little bit different this time because there is a news peg of sorts for this interview. It has to do with a new coalition of CEOs called Paradigm for Parity. They want to get more women into upper management positions, those C-suite jobs as they're known. One of those CEOs is Anne Drake. She's the CEO of DSC Logistics. And I know we don't often feature those behind-the-scenes companies on Marketplace or on this podcast, but her story is a pretty good one. Anne Drake, thanks for being on.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tell me, would you, first of all, what DSC Logistics does? It's supply chain management, which you hear a lot about, but I'm not sure anybody really grasps.
Well, thank you for asking. And you're right. It's not well known, but our company works with large Fortune 500 companies to design and plan and execute their supply chain in the U.S. So that would mean we have lots of planners and technical people in our Chicago corporate office, and we work with our operations around the country to execute the logistics for these companies.
So give me an example. I mean, if I, you know, pick a company and tell me how that works through you.
So a good company example might be the Smucker Company.
It's a well-known
brand.
Yes, of course.
Jams and jellies and coffee and these days dog food.
It's a
lot bigger than you might know, but they manufacture their product and send it to us in our giant distribution centers around the country. We then put it away, organize it, get ready for orders, and then process their orders and send it on its way to Walmart or a wide variety of places where consumers can buy the product.
This is a family-founded business. I mean, your dad started this company 50-something years ago, right?
My dad started the company when he was 40, and I joined the company in my early 40s. So it is a 50-year-old company, but the business changes, as does the company, every single day.
Do I have it right that you sent him a business plan or something, right? And he hired you basically on the spot? I mean, not that he didn't have to, but, you know.
It wasn't quite that easy, but I just finished my MBA at the Kellogg School at Northwestern in my mid-30s. And he invited me at that time to come on the company board. So I went on the board for about 5 years and really learned the business from the top down. And then I wrote a business plan for the company. And being a little afraid of him, he was, you know, sort of a commanding kind of guy. I mailed it to him because I was a little afraid of a face-to-face interview. So he called me up and said, come do it.
Oh, that's great. You became the executive vice president for, I guess, strategy and corporate culture, right?
That's correct. That's how I entered the company.
In the mid-90s.
That's right.
It just strikes me because corporate culture is a thing you hear about now a lot, you know, and clearly it was a thing back then, too.
Well, I'd like to say we were ahead of the time. In fact, I was reading some articles lately about that. It's one of the things that Silicon Valley has really captured and made really work. But culture and leadership were critical to me as we reinvented the company.
Do you remember what it was like in business when your dad founded this company?
Oh, that's a very good question. So what was it like when my dad founded this company? I never thought about going into the business ever, even as a young adult, because women didn't do those things. So I think, you know, changing the whole paradigm around women's business leadership is really important. It also was not acceptable for women. I remember going to a business golf outing once, and you know, it was pretty clear that the women didn't have the same rules, same partners, same whatever as the men. You know, we were sort of like the last folks that went out with the secretaries. So I think things have changed a lot, but we need to crack through the top.
I want to talk a little bit about this new project you're involved with. It's called Paradigm for Parity. Explain that a little bit.
Absolutely. It's a coalition of women business leaders. We've been working on the plans for about a year, and we officially launched 2 weeks ago. Ellen Kuhlman, who's former CEO of DuPont, was our sort of launch presence. And what we're focused on is a 5-point action plan for companies to implement in their companies that will help them achieve women's leadership over time. We think it's really important that companies have an actionable plan that's simple but doable and can be not confrontational mm-hmm. or controversial, but gives them a roadmap for how to begin to make a difference on the whole aspect of women's leadership.
As a woman who's been in corporate leadership for, 20-something years.
That's right.
Why do you think it's been so hard?
You know, that's such a good question. And so many of my friends and colleagues have spent a lot of time over the last good 15 years working on women's issues and getting women on corporate boards. So we sort of ask that question all the time. I think a lot of it is the way it's been. It starts with, you know, moms and how mm-hmm. they bring up their children, but that's changing. I think it's also because basically men are in the powerful positions in business and government today, so it's not easy to move into those arenas. But I also think one of the biggest causes is really unconscious bias. So it's invisible. So how do you help men and women understand what unconscious bias is, which is one of our platforms, and how do you get it out in the open so it can be discussed and talked about and be okay to talk about the differences between the way women and men perceive things and between women, between the way men and women perceive leadership.
Do you think women have an obligation to mentor other women in the professional ranks?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, that would be true of any group, right? Do you have what kind of an obligation do you have to develop others in ranks? But I think women feel they do mostly, and I think that's fabulous because I think women can connect in a special way with other women. They have similar issues, problems, victories that they've encountered. And I think most of us who are in senior positions really want to make a difference. We really want to help change this paradigm. We really want to help make a difference for women leaders coming up in the ranks. I founded a group called AWESOME, Achieving Women's Excellence in Supply Chain Operations, Management, and Education, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And my intent there is to do exactly that in our industry of supply chain. So to pull together women leaders across different kinds of companies, different kinds of supply chain, and help figure out how to make a difference and to make things happen. And our ranks are growing all the time.
So I was looking through the roster on the press release of Paradigm for Parity, and I didn't see a whole lot of tech names there. And I'm wondering if you called, just because she's the most prominent example, Sheryl Sandberg at Facebook.
The answer is I don't know the answer. And I think the movement really started in New York. So it's sort of with traditional male-led Fortune 500 companies and financial companies, and we're sort of moving to other geographies. Now, obviously, I'm in the Midwest, but I've been part of these women's groups for a number of time and all trying to make a difference. There's no reason in particular why tech companies either aren't on there or should be on there. They should be on there. So we're just launching our effort, and we wanted to start out with the 30 companies that their CEOs have signed and agreed to implement this 5-step plan and have agreed to share learnings and measurements. And I don't actually know the answer about Sheryl Sandberg, but I make sure she hears from us soon.
Is your experience as a female CEO different today in 2016 than it was in 1994?
Oh, it's definitely different today than it was in 1994. How is it different? I think there is more acceptance of women business leaders. There was a time when I would go to conferences and customer meetings, I'd be the only woman in the room, and it was sort of lonely. Yeah. But that has changed. Now there are more, certainly not 50%, but more women in our industry in customer roles and leadership roles. So I think we are making progress. I think what really got our group going with Paradigm for Parity, though, is that when you look at the numbers at the top, C-level jobs, board-level jobs, it's still very much a white-dominated male group. So we really want to figure out, and we spent a lot of time, we've worked at this for a year, to figure out what are the real issues, what are the real barriers, because we've all worked on efforts that haven't moved those needles much. So figuring out what we think are the issues and how to build women's leadership inside the company and build it up is, and taking a longer-term view is part of what we believe we have done with Paradigm for Parity.
When you are in conversation with younger female executives, either at your company or out at large or conferences or wherever you go to, how often do you find yourself saying to them, boy, you have no idea what it was like back then?
I try not to say that too often. Yeah. So I would say not too often. And we're really pretty busy moving forward, and we're really pretty busy focused on businesses and innovation and results. So it's not like this is a topic that occupies 90% or, you know, even 50% of our collaborating hours. So I think we just want to move forward. I mean, we're you know, challenged and happy and successful, and we want to help other women have the same opportunities that they should have. So we're you know, bound and determined to make a difference. It's much more of a positive thing than a negative thing.
Ann Drake is the CEO of DSC Logistics. Also, she's active in the new project called Paradigm for Parity, about getting more women into C-level jobs. Ann, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Next episode of The Corner Office is coming in a couple of weeks. If you like this podcast, you might want to check out another one we've got coming out soon. It's called Make Me Smart. It's me and Molly Wood. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. We've also got some mini episodes out now. The whole thing debuts later in January the 24th, I think. Check it out on iTunes if you like, or marketplace.org/makemesmart. We'll see you later.